Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. Today we're talking about, do you truly enjoy getting things done as an overachiever? I bet not, and here's why. But first, are you looking for the exact right action to take to move the needle in your business or give you the time you need to work on your business? If I know you, you're tired of feeling inefficient and unproductive, like the time got away from you. What you really want is a super easy mom-style way to get moving on your top priorities in the business, one that doesn't leave you with a zillion things on your to-do list. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own Supercharge Your Business Efficiency coaching session. And just by tweaking your to-do list, I'm going to get you out of that overwhelm and onto taking action on your goals. But all you have to do is book your free coaching session with me by January 19th, and I will see you on the call. Listen, I know you like checking things off your to-do list, but do you really enjoy anything else in the process besides that final check mark? I'm betting not, and this mental state is best described by a quote I heard from Christine Lynn. She said, "For a lot of my clients, getting things done isn't the issue. They're type A go-getters. They're going to get things done. Whether they enjoy the process is a totally separate issue." Did you get that? You don't have a problem with getting things done. In fact, you've known you're type A all your life. You like that identity, but you aren't actually enjoying the process. Do you even know what that means? What that would look like for you? Stop a moment. Hit pause on your mental to-do list, I know you, and grab out your journal. We're going to go deeper on this to help you get out of the type A rut. Ready to write these down? When I release all expectations of what being a go-getter looks like, what do I want from my day? If I didn't have to live up to being type A, what would my task list look like? If I didn't have to rush through my list, how would I choose to move through my to-dos? What speed or spacing would better serve me? Take as much time as you need to journal on these. Don't rush through them, because if you do, you'll never figure out why you're so darn set on rushing through your self-imposed task list every day. AKA, you have to slow down for once, see what's really underneath the surface of your, oh, I'm just a go-getter mentality. Because I want you to enjoy your days, not just like the off-work part. So do the work, do the journaling, and let God speak to you about what you need to release. It's okay. You're allowed to move and to slow down that inner to-do list eating machine and just move through life in a slower, more gentle way. You're allowed, no matter how uncomfortable it seems. Are you looking for the exact right action to take to move the needle in your business or give you the time you need to work on your business? If I know you, you're tired of feeling inefficient and unproductive and like the time got away from you. What you really want is a super easy mom-style way to get moving on your top priorities in business that doesn't leave you with a zillion things to do afterwards. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own Supercharge Your Business Efficiency coaching session. And just by tweaking your to-do list, I'm going to get you out of that overwhelm and onto taking action on your goals. All you have to do is book your free coaching session with me by January 19th. I can't wait to see you on our call. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.